Játe, třeba hanš lido tvoje dlíny, bašiš či. My name is Christopher Francisco. I'm from Shiprock, New Mexico, by way of Portland, Oregon. I'm Diné Navajo. I grew up on the Diné Reservation, and I'm one of those people that have gone through boarding school from the early age of 5 to 6th grade. And I left the reservation when I was about like 18 years old and traveled around and worked because there's no work on the res. It's like a lot of natives, a lot of people, you know, they leave the res and they go try to find work in the city or anywhere. And I worked in the coal mines and I worked for the gas refinery and the fishing industry up in Alaska. Just little odd jobs here and there. Even picked cantaloupes in Phoenix, Arizona, just to survive. So it's been survival ever since I left the res, you know, because I didn't want to stay on the res. I'd be in jail or I'd be dead or I'd commit suicide because of all that oppression, internalizing all that oppression. But today, you know, I'm 16 years clean, went through NARA Treatment Center in Portland, Oregon. And I started going back to the sweat lodge. I got sober, and that's how, you know, the treatment was sort of a stepping stone for me. I needed a space to go to and away from my friends. And, you know, I ended up on the streets in Portland, Oregon. I lived on the streets for 14 months and finally went to treatment. And I, you know, got back on my feet. And so here I am 16 years later and sober man, and you know, with, you know, open eyes, open heart, open spirit. And I took off from Portland, Oregon, and back in the fall, and came out here just to scout it out, see what's going on. And I met a lot of good people, and this place was pretty packed by that time. And just by watching the videos, that time I watched this video where the dogs attacked the people that were trying to protect the burial sites. And from what I heard was that DAFL moved the construction 10 miles, they jumped 10 miles ahead or something like that. And they went straight to that burial site because they were given, papers that stating that this is a burial ground, this is a sacred site. So I think based on that, they started digging right there, and it's just right up the road from here, from Oshete Sekoan camp. And so I left, you know, went back to Portland again, and I came back and I shot a short little small video and hung around here for about another week, and I went back again, and I went back home to, you know, get me a winter shelter and, you know, hunker down for the winter because I heard the North Dakota weather was pretty cold. And we went through some cold weathers here a couple nights ago. That was pretty cold, it was freezing. And so I organized, and then the third time I came back was that they said they really needed people here, so I came back again without my wood structure that I wanted to help build. So I camped over at the Front Lines camp, and about a couple of days later, you know, they came in and they raided the camp, pushed us back to Oshete Sekoan camp. And you know, I lost my bags and stuff, and it took about a week to get our stuff back. And I heard that they pissed on it and they threw rotten food on our stuff, and they threw it all in a dumpster and they dumped it up there by the BIA checkpoint. And there's a group of good people that went up there and sorted it out, clean, you know, just sorted everything out, stacked it into this U-Haul truck, and then hauled it down here to Oshete Sekoan camp. And I finally got my bags back, my sleeping bag, and some things are still missing, but I don't know where they are. They probably threw them away or whatever. But But there's a donation tent, so I went and picked up a few things there. And so today we went out. I've been to a couple of actions, but today was kind of a special day. We went out to Mandan. We're heading on this dirt road going towards the construction site. And all these non-native people locked arms, and you know, they went in front of us, and I'm doing like media. I got a media pass, and so I was doing media today, and that's what I do while I'm here, is how I help out. And also like filled in some old fire pits, filled dirt back into those, and so that we try to leave this land better than the way it was when we first got here. So this guy, I guess he pulled out a gun, and I was up front, and some guy came yelling and said, "Hey man, we need some media people down here." So I started running back down there, and then this truck came pulling up halfway down the road. This truck came up and he just turned to the right, and I guess you can turn around that way, and there's sort of like a shortcut to bypass the water protector. So he took that route. And when he got up on top of the hill, he fired off, I don't know, 6 rounds or something like that. You could hear it. And so he took off, and then the military people came in, and the helicopters were around, and we did our prayer, and then we came back to camp, and they called us into camp to the main fire, and they circled us up, and I shook about 1,000 people's hands or something like that, 2,000, boy, it took a long time. And they gave us some t-shirts, and it felt pretty good to protect the water, you know, protect the water like everybody's doing here for the future generations. Not only for future generations, but also the animals and the ones that fly and the ones that swim, you know, the ones that crawl, and the plants, Mother Earth, you know. Water's life, you know. The Navajo Dene, we call it Toye Anate. You know, we say the same thing, and we're having the same problems down there too. There's a Pinon pipeline going through, and they're going to start trucking uranium through Denetra, through the people's land. So there's probably be a lot of actions going on, and Donald Trump is in office now, so there's going to be like a whole lot of stuff happening. So I just wanted to say to the young people, you know, you need to, you know, fight for your future. You know, a lot of elders are getting older, and you know, we did the best we could, you know, in the 70s, 80s and 90s, 2000s, and it hasn't stopped, and I don't think it's going to stop. But the seventh generation is rising up here in Standing Rock, and I'm pretty sure it's going on all over the world, and we're feeling the effect of Mother Earth. Either we stop them now, or they're going to pollute our water, and there's only a few people, the 1%. Is going to get rich. They're going to make money. And why do they have laws to let these people get rich? And we go by the natural law. What does our conscience tell us? Our conscience tells us to protect the water, and that's why more people are coming in. Every day there's new people arriving, and we're making a call out to everyone now. Now's the time. We only have a few days left, from what I hear was like 11 days, probably 10 days now. So they're going to go underneath that lake, and so we're making a call out to everybody. Please come and support us here. And if you think about your grandchildren, you know, think about the Mother Earth and Father Sky. Think about the water. Water is life. You know, there's no other place we're going to get water. Once it's contaminated, there's no irreversible, all this irreversible damage that happens. It's going to take thousands of years, maybe not even, I don't know if it ever will be clean. I don't know if Mother Earth can filter out all the chemicals and the contaminations to, you know, create another aquifer. But so now this is the only place we live on, this Mother Earth. So we have to stand together in unity and in prayer and nonviolent direct actions to stop this black snake that's coming through Standing Rock. So I'm standing with the people here, and everybody else is standing with the people here. And it's all in prayer and nonviolent direct actions. So And I'm proud to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm standing up for my grandson. I have a grandson now. He's in Montana. And I wish he was here with me to experience, to stand with me, stand beside me, and to experience all this is, this wonderful experience that I'm having. You know, there's a lot of love for in our camps. And I'm over here at the Camp Southwest, and there's a lot of Diné people that are, we're allowing anybody in that wants to stay warm for the winter. We're gonna have some yurts coming in, and right now they're building a teepee looking thing. I don't know what they call them, but they're gonna start moving people into these winter shelters. So it's gonna get cold, and we still need, you know, a lot of firewood, and we need like warm winter jackets and boots and thick socks and gloves. Anything that has to do with winter, you know, like maybe even propane. So we're still here, and everybody's proud to be here, and we're going to continue to be here until we kill this black snake. And so we're doing it through prayer, and we believe in our prayers. We believe in the Chinupa, that we can do this. So I hope everybody can come and join us. Aho, ikeha.